we turn the calendar to another thing as we get closer to the election. I guess our first topic is, but what have you been busy with these days besides maybe watching a debate or looking at other things in the news?
Well, I'm spending most of my time trying to get Mitch McConnell to pass another relief package. We know that 600,000 Ohioans, certainly 10,000 at least in the WELL listening area, have lost jobs and can't find work, and that $600 a week, cutting that off in August, which McConnell and Trump did, well, what are people to do? To feed their families, to pay their rent, to do what they have to do, to go out and look for work? But it's just immoral that Congress is not, that the House passed, but the Senate won't move on another relief package for schools, for workers, for emergency rental assistance, for local governments that are laying off police and fire and children's service workers.
We heard today that several airlines are laying off thousands of people. Will that play into this? Do you think there'll be a little more pressure there to get something done?
Well, I'm hopeful that Mitch McConnell will start listening to people that are hurting, whether they're airline workers or grocery store or restaurant workers or small businesses that just can't make a go of it. But when you have that $600 a week in workers' pockets who have been laid off, it helps local businesses in Lorain and Elyria and Sheffield and Avon Lake and all over our communities. And I just don't understand. I mean, my favorite Abraham Lincoln, one of my favorite Lincoln quotes is, he was in the White House and his staff said, stay in the White House and win the war and free the slaves and preserve the Union. And Lincoln said, no, I got to go out and get my public opinion bath. And Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump don't do that. They're not listening to people with the pain out there, people that can't find work and just can't pay their bills because of that, can't pay their health insurance, can't pay their bills.
Talk a little bit about that health insurance that's kind of people have been either, you're introducing a bill related to that too?
Yeah, we're trying to get help for people that, you know, they're laid off, their employer doesn't have any income, doesn't have any money coming in, so their insurance typically gets canceled. And what are they to do in this pandemic? I mean, that we have people laid off, then denied unemployment insurance because of Trump and McConnell ending it, can't afford insurance now, and many are likely to be evicted because they can't pay their rent. And this in the middle of a pandemic at the same time that the courts, directed by President Trump, that the courts pushed by President Trump, are about to repeal the Affordable Care Act, to wipe it off the books. It's a perfect storm that we just can't let happen in this country.
Talking this morning to Senator Sherrod Brown, election, as we know, coming up not too far away through the month of October into November, people starting to do some of the early voting pretty soon. Talk about, I guess, the issue talks about the drop boxes. You know, we have one per 88 county, at least it is in Ohio. Where is that standing right now? Or your thoughts of what really needs to happen?
It's standing that the Secretary of State is doing the bidding of the National Republican Party and his favorite candidate, President Trump. There's no rhyme or reason there shouldn't be a drop box in Lorain and Elyria. There shouldn't just be one in the county. Most boards of elections want multiple drop boxes. Let the counties decide. The Secretary of State says you can only have one per county, and that's just ludicrous. They're not expensive. The building trades, the sheet metal workers, have publicly said they will make these drop boxes and donate them, make additional drop boxes. But it's all part of, Donald Trump said if everybody votes, Republicans lose. And that's really what they think. I don't buy that. I was Secretary of State years ago, and sometimes big turnouts elect Republicans, sometimes big turnouts elect Democrats. Everybody ought to have the option to vote in the middle of a pandemic. You don't want people lining up to drop their ballots in one drop box in the city of Elyria or in the city of Cleveland or in the city of Sandusky. You want three or four that people can sort of spread out and know that they can be safe when they vote.
All right. Did you stay up late last night? Are you sleep deprived a little bit?
Because I gave up at about 10 o'clock. I hate it when the Indians play the Yankees. It's just too painful. And I thank God I didn't stay up and listen and watch. So
Well, there was,
I can't believe four runs in the first inning and they lose. Yeah. I don't know why they took Carrasco out so quickly, but he did.
Yeah, well, once again, the Mother Nature, the rain kind of added a little bit to that, as it's done in previous postseasons.
But I guess there were two delays, huh?
Well, the delay to start the game and then one it happened in the middle. Yeah.
So, oh, the delay is okay. Yeah.
That kind of was a little bit to it, but it had a little bit of roller coaster ride, but. Oh, well, as they say, there's next year as well.
And, next year, right? This year doesn't count anyway.
That's exactly right. Don't count it at all. Do they give you another year of service? You know, does it change it from your years as a senator? They just could remove this from everybody and we could work?
Remove this from everybody. That's a pretty good idea, yeah. Actually.